When asylum seekers arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, the first place they're sent by officials has a nickname, hieleras, or ice boxes.
So ice boxes, kind of an informal term that was used for these places by the migrants themselves because of the cold temperatures inside.
Daniel Safka is the director behind Icebox, a new film from HBO out tomorrow. It's the fictional account of Oscar, a 12-year-old boy who flees violence and gang life in Honduras and travels to the U.S. alone in an attempt to claim asylum. Oscar ends up in the infamous Icebox.
You can see we're overpopulated and understaffed, but we're kind of used to that at this point. We do our best to take care of everybody in the same way.
Necesito llamar otra vez a mi familia. Necesito llamar a mi tío.
We had a phone call yesterday. Every new arrival is given a phone call.
Mi familia no me contestó ayer.
Oscar's only connection in the U.S. is his uncle, an undocumented migrant himself. In that clip, you can hear him saying, I need to call my family again. I need to call my uncle. They didn't respond yesterday. No one knows I'm here. The film looks and sounds a lot like what's in our current news cycle. But Safka started work on Icebox as far back as 2014.
For a long time, I've wanted to work with migration. My family has a history of migration. My father came as a political refugee to Sweden. And I've been drawn to this topic for a very long time. And I came across this article with this image in it from one of these detention centers. And I immediately felt like I just had to find out more about what was happening. And so that sent me on a what is now a four-year journey of research. And now here we are.
In that 4 years, the conversation around immigration and migration has obviously intensified. How has it impacted the way you see your work and the relevance of this film?
Well, the conversation and the context around the film has changed. And I think now a lot more people are aware of what is happening. And rather than having to introduce the conversation, it's more like stepping into the conversation and getting to perhaps partake in what is already ongoing. So it's slightly different in that sense.
What was your decision behind making this a fictional narrative versus doing more of a documentary style film?
A narrative film that takes you on an emotional journey in that specific way, I think it reaches an audience that perhaps would not have seen it otherwise. And that is also, I think, how the medium of film separates itself from, say, news articles or news segments, is that it grabs you in a perhaps different way and engages people on an emotional level rather than an intellectual level. And for us, that was always the goal with this film, is to enter this conversation about migration from this emotional perspective and bring a face to the people that are being talked about.
Tell us a little bit about the relationship in the film between Oscar, who's your main character, and his uncle.
Yeah, well, I think this is something that's playing out all over the world right now. Families being separated and perhaps ending up with family members that they haven't seen in years or perhaps never seen. And in this particular case, Oscar had an idea of who this person would be when he met him, that perhaps in the beginning, the uncle struggles to live up to because he's also in an extremely perilous situation and under a tremendous amount of pressure. And I think that their journey is one of finding each other in this difficult circumstance.
You mentioned your research. What did that entail? What exactly was that process like? And what was it like when you started trying to look for actors to participate in the film? Were you looking for people who had similar experiences or who were from those countries?
Well, the research process, I mean, that was everything, really. It started with reading a lot of articles and watching things. And then I reached out to a select number of journalists that I felt were writing interesting articles on this and asked if I was going to talk to five people, who would I talk to? And then I started cross-referencing the lists that I got and found some amazing people to guide me through this complex topic. And I met up with them. We conducted, you know, I don't know how many interviews with child migrants, parents, border patrol officers, immigration lawyers, the consulate of El Salvador, just everyone that we felt had a perspective on this. And then out of those interviews, we started creating characters. And then the casting process, I must say I was extremely lucky to be working with Carla Hull, and she could guide us. through this process. And I think what we looked for was just honest performers and performers that could embrace this with the level of authenticity that we knew the film needed.
Had you been able to visit any of these facilities yourself?
No, I think that's one of the problems, is that these facilities are almost impossible to get into, not only for me, but for journalists. I mean, senators and congressmen have been turned away trying to visit these places. There's almost no insight. So our research process was very, I mean, it was long and ongoing, because we had to speak to the few journalists that had been inside, child migrants, anyone, and Border Patrol officers working inside, I had a chance to speak to as well. So we had to, you know, kind of paste together our picture of this place from various accounts and try and get as authentic as we could.
When you talk about authenticity, what type of authenticity are you looking for in this story? You said you talked to border protection folks, lawyers, people mm-hmm. who were actually involved in this. Whose authenticity are you trying to get across in this film?
I think that it is, for me, primarily it was about the emotional reality of the people who have gone through the system. That was number one. What have people experienced? How does it feel? All those types of things we tried to get an understanding of. And the real heart of the movie is the emotional journey through the system in the eyes of a child. And to get that, we had to speak to a lot of people to try and get that understanding.
Daniel Safka is the director of Icebox, which is being released this Friday on HBO. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.